Thomas McGee has long said Millington is the best-kept secret in all of Shelby County. McGee isn't from Millington originally, but he says when he first saw the town's cozy little houses and huge trees, he fell in love. He started calling it
Mayberry.
That's right, Mayberry, the idealized small town from the Andy Griffith Show. Ask McGee how that view squares with the recent arrest, and he says,
I hate to sound jaded, but corruption is just so prevalent.
McGee then rattles off a long list of government corruption scandals, starting with the Tennessee Waltz and ending with Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
And those certainly aren't the only ones, but those are the ones that come to mind for me now.
But those are all like big, you know, city, like, this is Millington.
Mm-hmm. And my Mayberry. And Aunt B can't be happy about this, but every town is a small town having grown.
Actually, Millington isn't like other small towns. The Human Resource Center for the entire U.S. Navy is located in Millington. The base brings people from all over the country and the world to the sleepy suburb of 11,000. That diversity is not, however, reflected in the people who run the city. Millington has long been run primarily by a close-knit group of locals with old family ties to the area. And if you press McGee, he'll tell you that he has long had concerns about some of the shadowy goings-on in his Mayberry.
And we need to be more transparent. Really don't see how we can move forward with the current regime.
Again, McGee isn't from Millington. The Navy brought him to town, and he still works at the base on Integrity Drive, just a few minutes from City Hall.
We need Integrity Drive to extend out into the city of Millington. We don't have an Integrity Drive in Millington.
When McGee says that, he's talking about the recent arrest and scandal, but he's also talking about something more personal to himself.
It was odd and it felt unfair.
Here's what happened. After moving, McGee became hyper-involved in his adopted community. He serves on three boards in town, the Industrial Development Board, the Chamber of Commerce, and the Millington Administrative Appeals Board. He's a member of the PTA, he coaches baseball and football, and he's also pastor at Little John Baptist Church. In 2008, McGee decided to run for Millington alderman. It was a close race, McGee lost, and for a while, that was that. But then, early this year, a Millington alderman, Albert Hutchinson, passed away, and it fell to the remaining alderman to appoint a replacement.
First person received four votes, that's it.
That's Mayor Richard Hodges before his arrest. Hodges chose the procedure for the appointment. He said it was Hutchinson's dying wish that it be done a particular way. McGee was sitting in the chamber watching.
Well, that was the part that was really strange.
First, the alderman passed a baseball cap around the room, and each alderman drew a number from the hat. The alderman who drew number one had a big advantage. He got to nominate first, and
the person that was nominated first, they voted on first.
If the first nominee got 4 out of 6 votes, he got the job, and none of the other nominees would even be voted on.
Who got number one?
The alderman who got number one nominated Brett Morgan, the son-in-law of a prominent realtor in town. The alderman who got number two nominated Leanna Dagan, a woman who said she'd spent 18 years volunteering in Millington's schools. Someone asked how to spell her name. McGee was the fourth nomination.
I knew the opportunity for me to serve was not going to come about because the way that it was set up.
All right. Aye. Mr. Brown.
Aye.
As McGee suspected, Brett Morgan, the first nominee, got 4 votes and he got the position.
That was horrible. I was really not happy. And I was not happy that the citizens didn't get to pick the person that would fill that seat because they had voted and they had voted for me.
Despite his disappointment at that moment and over the arrest of Mayor Hodges, McGee remains hopeful that the ongoing investigation will bring new light and a new day to Millington government. After all, McGee has long said of Millington,
it is one of the best kept secrets in Shelby County, if not Tennessee.
Now he says it with a wink. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.
The Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith with Ronnie Howard. Also starring Don Knotts.